accounts, sometimes it's made easier by staying at the same bank. So you're kind of taking on two complexities at the same time. So just wanted to check on all the logistics and feel like you can do it as fast as you're trying to do it.
Yes, thank you for that. I do have a really good relationship with the manager at our Gilroy branch of Mechanics Bank. And so what we're doing with that account right now is, and she said we can do it as long as we need to, we're just going to leave it open with a hold on it. And every morning I go in, I look at everything that's cleared, I give the okay, she clears them. So that's for that, you know, going forward until everything has been cleared out of that account. And then as far as like the new account is, I have like the whole list, checklist of who needs to be contacted once we have a new account number to move all of the money over. But our Mechanics Bank are still accepting deposits at this point from different agencies or even just hand deposits. And they're willing to work with us. And she completely understands why we need to move because we do need them to accept these checks. So okay. The relationship there is very good.
That's nice that they're being so generous about losing your business. Okay, great.
Hi, this is Fia. I don't have any questions, but the similar thing happened to our nonprofit, and we just recently moved our banks from Mechanics Banks. It used to be Robo Mechanics, and we just recently moved to the bank that we're talking about right now, which is Santa Cruz County Bank. And I do have a relationship with that bank because not only did we switch over to them, they are in Watsonville, and I believe they do have a branch in Monterey too as well. Their home office, it's Santa Cruz County, but they are very community oriented. And I don't know if you guys all know, but the board, I don't know if I should even disclose this, but one of their board member is Bill. So I don't know if that's good or not, but I know it's a very good bank for sure, because we had issue with Mechanics Banks, which we did, one of our accounts got compromised and we ended up looking at Santa Cruz County Bank, so.
I had just had two quick questions. One, are there any implications for like the annual audit as a result of this? I just don't have enough knowledge to know that. And then the second thing is we also bank locally here in San Jose, and we were able to negotiate a pretty significant line of credit that we've never had to tap into, but it's always like this nice thing that we have. So it might just be an opportunity to see what they can do for you and how much you can get out of them. Cause I can't imagine our account balance is going to be insignificant. So.
Thank you. I don't see any audit implications. I see maybe them needing more documentation than they usually would around this time of change, the statements and such, but implications, I don't see any, except for maybe just a little more paperwork.
I may be asked a couple questions by Lily and team at some point. So just having the story behind everything or any documentation, Amy, that would be helpful.
Got it.
Amy, yeah. do we have a line of credit now? Or I know we used to.
We have a line of credit with Umpqua Bank, and it's $1.4 million. And we've never had to tap into it, but it is there. We need it.
John, I don't know what is the appropriate time. I have a comment that is... pertains to this that it just made me think of maybe for consideration for the board, but it's not specifically about the actions that Amy's taking.
Let's do this. I want to be very aware of people's time. Do we have a motion to approve the item as was sent to you? Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Dina. Do I hear a second?
Victor, I'll second.
Okay. Are there any comments germane to this particular motion, or should we move to a vote? Hearing none. Sean, can you call the roll?
Tags? I think we might be having some audio issues.
Okay. Let's come back to him.
Tina Corrin?
Aye.
Fia Oman?
Aye.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Shara Hegde?
Aye.
Victor Paredes Colonia?
Aye.
I'll try Chuck one more time. Chuck?
Looks to be on
mute. Icon shows he's on mute.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can unmute.
I'm going to say that Chuck thought this was a good idea, so we will allow him to say at our next meeting, if I was present, I would have voted aye.
He can abstain also, John.
Beg your pardon?
He could abstain.
Yeah, it's his, it'll be his decision at another time. Motion carries, unless Chuck gets in on the end of the meeting, we'll take his vote. In the meantime, Ian, what did you want to say?
I just was thinking about this on, and it could be for a further discussion, but I know for some charter networks, like here in Colorado that I work with, they have empowered a committee, like an executive committee, to make decisions right. of urgent matters that, you know, in case, what if we got, try to get everyone on and we couldn't get a quorum, you know, so just the thought for similar types of situations, hopefully not frequent, but is there a structure to allow us to move quickly if needed?
Yeah, it's a good idea. Kevin and I have talked about it, and it's something we want to bring before the board at another time. Whether we create a small executive committee just for the reasons you raised, Ian, or we change the nature of the governing committee. You know, we need to look at our bylaws and see what we have to do, but it's a great idea and something I was going to mention. The other thing I was going to mention before we close this meeting out is some of you may have been looking at the news with respect to a lot of school boards running into the problems of people who in the process of opposing mask mandates have turned to the notion of, if not violence, the threats of violence in terms of how they feel about these things and calling people that help them demons and Christians will take care of them and a variety of other crazy stuff. It introduces, we have not been as a board and our staff has not been challenged with that sort of thing. But if we ever are, two things. One, I'll ask Kevin to call a meeting quickly so that the board is briefed on it. If any board members or any staff members face this kind of emotional and physical violence or threat of. And two, the second thing we should do is have, Kevin, you and I have talked about this, but we need to go back and protect the board members with respect to specific insurance and liability issues. And I think we need to talk to Tom about that and sort of expedite that process. The financial decisions today that Amy quickly discovered is one set of circumstances. And then this whole idea of harassment suits and other things might be another area. But I want to make sure that our board is covered, everything from physical security events at the at our sites to this sort of harassment to financial decisions, et cetera. So we are working on that, and I'll be back to the board with additional information about that. Anything else?
John, I just say quickly that we do have directors and officers insurance. you know, to the extent that, I mean, it definitely covers any liability associated with decision-making from the board, right, as it relates to harassment suits, and that security we'll have to look into, we'll be able to do there.
Right.
And just one last, I forgot to mention, to help prevent fraud going forward, we are going to be implementing, they call it positive pay at the bank. I don't know if you've heard of it, but basically every morning I log into the bank account, I see what's cleared and I approve it. And then it goes through. If there's anything in there that shouldn't be, I mark it and it doesn't go through.
Great. Thanks, Amy. And thanks to all the board members for joining us this afternoon, or joining this meeting this afternoon to take care of this. Amy, thanks for your good work on this. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Ian, so moved.
Second?
A second, Fia.
Thank you, Fia. Sean, you want to call the roll, please?
Chuck Tags? I think we're still having an issue there. Dina Corin?
Aye.
Fia Oman?
Aye.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Shara Hegde?
Aye.
Victor Paredes Colonia?
Aye.
The motion passes.
And meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Have a great day, all.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, John.